The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once, they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Happy Feast of St. Andrew to everybody. And just a little reminder that we have the bones of St. Andrew right here in our church. Okay. I know that it's not a good time to come up during Mass and to see it, or during adoration for that matter, and to see it. But if you can think of the face of our reliquary as being like the face of a clock, you can find the bones of St. Andrew at the 9 o'clock position. Just a little something to know, okay? So St. Andrew, not a lot that we know about St. Andrew. Here's a curriculum vitae on St. Andrew. Brother of Simon Peter, fisherman, crucified in Greece on a cross shaped like an X. They say it took Andrew 2 days to die, and that he spent the entire time preaching the gospel. But that's the only thing we know about St. Andrew. However, we know a heck of a lot about Jesus Christ because of St. Andrew. That's because in the Gospels, Andrew was the one who regularly brought people to Jesus. It was Andrew who brought Simon Peter to Jesus for the very first time. It was Andrew who we can thank for the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. Little boy comes forward, he has 2 dried fish and 5 barley loaves, and there are 5,000 hungry people. It was Andrew who said, let's go to Jesus and see what you can maybe do to help us about this. There were 2 Greek travelers who wanted to see Jesus. They came to Andrew. Andrew did the rest. Andrew's known as the one who brings people to Jesus. And that, I just want you to think about this for a moment. That is the very highest work anyone can ever do. Stop and think about that. Why were you created? What's your purpose? Why were you born? For one purpose: to know and to love and to serve Jesus Christ. That's why families exist. That's why churches are built. You could say that's why governments exist. That's why we have armies and navies and police forces. To create a world in which it's possible that you can know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. That's why the highest calling you can possibly have in your life is to do what St. Andrew did: to bring others to the Lord. Now, to help you do that, take a look at this call story. Okay, there's 4 things that happened in the call of St. Andrew that happened every single time God calls any of us to do anything, okay? So Simon Peter and his brother Andrew are in a boat, and Jesus says, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." First thing, the call came from Jesus himself. Why has God made you born into this time? Why were you born into the family that you were born into and the country that you were born into? And why were you given the gifts that you were given? And why did you cross paths with the people you've crossed paths with? And why were you given the vocation that you were given? You want to know what? I haven't the slightest idea. And I won't even know in eternity, any more than I'll know why God called Andrew, why God called Peter, why God called Judas Iscariot, for that matter. I haven't the slightest idea. And there's some questions of why. And don't we all ask this, you know, why God this and why God that? It's very helpful to understand to begin by surrendering that to faith. Turn it over to the Lord, right? He has his reasons, and honestly, I think they're probably beyond our comprehension. It's the first thing to understand. But secondly, know this, the call was given to you personally. And if you don't say yes, no one will step in and say yes in your place. There will never be another St. Andrew. Only Andrew could have said yes. Only Andrew could have played his place in the College of the 12 Apostles. I like to think of the ultimate example of this as being the Blessed Mother. Only Mary could have been the Blessed Mother. If she'd said no, God help us. Because nobody else could have stepped in and said yes in her place. Same thing for you. Listen, every time you hear the voice of our Lord calling to you, it doesn't have to be something as big as your whole life's vocation, right? But anytime you hear the voice of the Lord calling to you, maybe to keep up a moral norm or, you know, offer a word of encouragement to somebody, he calls to you. And if you don't say yes, no one will ever say yes for you. Okay, so don't lose any sleep wondering if your life is important. Every action that you can possibly make is of infinite importance when it's in obedience to the command and the call of God. Okay. Thirdly, understand this. The call is to Jesus himself. And we can't ever overemphasize that. Jesus says, come after me. He doesn't say, come learn my life philosophy. Come learn my doctrine. Come learn my code of ethics. That all comes later. Come to me. He's the only religious leader who ever lived who emphasized himself and not his teaching. You won't hear Buddha say that. You won't hear Muhammad say that. But Jesus says, come to me. And we can't overemphasize this. When you come to know the Lord, everything else falls into place. And every time you say yes to the Lord's command, whether it's for doctrine or morality, you come to know who he is more clearly. But please, understand, it's all very, very personal. Come to me. And lastly, he says, I'll make you fishers of men. Isn't that interesting? They were already fishermen. And he was going to allow them to do something so far beyond their imagining, but not different from who they are, but rather perfecting who they are. You know, in Gaudium et Spes, number 24, document of Vatican II, it says, man discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. Every time, you want to know who you are? The more you say yes to the Lord, the more he will reveal to you who he has created you to be. And the more you sin, the more you become a creature of your own creating. And so every time we say yes to the Lord, he perfects us. You know, he's going to make every relationship you have. The more you say yes to the Lord, you're a wife, you're a husband, you're going to be a better one. You're a brother, you're a sister, you're going to be a better one. You're a priest, you're a bishop, you're going to be a better one. You're a friend, you're going to be a better one. Every gift that he's given you, every talent that he's given you, it's going to work more perfectly. The more you say yes to the Lord, he's going to lift up what you're doing to a plane beyond your imagining, just as he did right here in the gospel, in bringing them to be fishers of men. And you want to know what it really redounds to? He's going to help you to lead others to himself. Highest work of all. I've done lots of funerals, heard lots of eulogies. You know, the greatest testimony anyone can ever give to anyone who's deceased? It's this, in my little opinion at least, it's this. Because I knew him, because I knew her, I was a better person. That means they brought them to Jesus Christ. That's what they want to be able to say about us as well. Tiny little tidbit about St. Andrew. His name is Greek, Andreas. Everybody else has a Hebrew name. Andrew has a Greek name. I always wondered why that was, but maybe this will be answer enough. His name means brave. To bring others to Jesus is not easy at all. You got to be brave like Andrew. So like I said, we don't know a whole lot about Andrew, but we know a lot about Jesus because of Andrew. And wouldn't it be great at the end of our days that they'd be able to say the same thing about us? Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Andrew, pray for us.